Last Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with show producer Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. It is a pleasure to bring in former Tennessee football coach on the Hardee's Hotline, Johnny Majors. Coach Majors, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, we're bringing you on because I'll be honest with you. We've had some calls, a couple of calls recently where people were asking, hey, whatever happened to Coach Majors? How's he doing? I know you had heart valve surgery in March of last year. So first and foremost, how are you feeling?
Feeling great. I catch myself sometimes when I'm having a little cocktail out on my deck to overlook the Tennessee River, having a great urge to go down off my deck and go down and chew on a piece of grass and move, because I've got a cow's valve that I replaced a valve with, but it's working good, and a little touch of skin and it's pretty good chaser, I'll tell you that. So I'm doing fine. I'm driving to Nashville. I'm going to the golf charity event tomorrow, and they have a social event tonight, a casual social event. It's a great charity, Backfield in Motion. And the head of it is Boots Donnelly, the former head coach at Middle Tennessee State University. We're great friends, and it's to raise money for inner city kids, regardless of what the color is, black, white, yellow. It's for inner-city kids who don't have the advantage that a lot of other people do with having active sports programs, maybe like a lot of the schools that have more money in them. So it's a good cause. Boots and I are good friends, and I respect them a lot. And I like to do things that help young people who are disadvantaged and anybody else who's disadvantaged.
Great, great. Well, I have to ask, what has it been like with Tennessee football these last few years? When you first got to Tennessee, it was a rebuilding job, but everybody knew things were about to get better. You had just won the national championship at Pitt, and you got things turned around and won three SEC championships in your time there. What has it been like watching these last 5, 6, 7 years where Tennessee just has been struggling to be a 500 team?
Well, in fact, to be honest with you, they wouldn't be struggling the last 8 or 10 years if they hadn't run me out the back door. We'd had the three winningest years of my entire career in a row in 89, 90, 91, and won the Sugar Bowl, won the Cotton Bowl, vice versa, and went to the Fiesta Bowl and lost to Penn State in a pretty closely played ball game. And we went to three major bowls. And they hadn't been doing that for about 15 years now. Maybe they went to one in the last 10 years, a major bowl. I'm talking about the Fiesta, the Rose, the Sugar, the Orange. The Cotton was the top of it. It was one of the top five at that time, and we beat Arkansas. We'd still been winning and probably won a couple more national championships, in my opinion. Because we had things going there. Once you get it going, you can build on it. And then that's a build on a program. Once they threw me out the door, they already had a program built, a championship program, and they let it go down through the years. And I think they're going to be better. They're going to be better next year because I think they'll have a better record. They should have. Because the Southeastern Conference Eastern Division is probably last year and this year, two of the weakest years they've ever had since they split the conference and expanded it. I believe that was 1992, my last year at Tennessee. They have recruited some very good athletes, and it looks like Butch Jones is a very good recruiter. To be frank with you, Tennessee could have been 8-4 last year because they really blew the Florida game and blew the Georgia game. They outplayed it, but they made some critical mistakes, fumbling the ball on their own 1 yard line, and ended up in the end zone for a touchdown against Georgia. In a deal like that, you don't run. You need to run a power play to get off the 1 yard line, or quick kick to that play ball, do anything besides making a read option there. I think that was not a very good deal. But they're going to learn from that this year, and I think they're going to have a chance to have a better team, better record. They should have, and they've been recruiting well. And it could have been 8-4 last year. Florida, Tennessee dominated the game defensively. Florida was probably one of the most subpar teams that Florida's had since before Spurrier and Ohio State coach, who's the Ohio State coach now, the two.
Urban Meyer.
So well there. Yeah, Urban Meyer. So they ought to do pretty well this year, with the conference being weaker in the East. It's been some time. The power's been in the West the last few years.
You know, with Butch Jones, you touched on him. I mean, he's welcomed back a lot of people that had a lot to do with the building of Tennessee's program. Do you have as good a relationship with Coach Jones as you do any coach that's been there since your time?
Well, I had a good relationship with Derek. I had a very good relationship with Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's father and I've been friends for 40 years when he was a young coach at Nebraska and I was head coach at Iowa State. And I tried to hire him at Tennessee one year as defensive coordinator. So we go way back, but the Kiffins treated me great. And I had a good time. That's the first time I've been on the when Kiffin came back, that's the first time I went on the practice field since I was run off there after the 1992 season. I never went back to that practice field. And I only went back to reunion when my team that I played on in 56, one of Tennessee's greatest teams, and when my championship teams had reunions, or the teams that I coached, they were the UT teams that I coached. They weren't my teams or John Major's teams. They were the Volunteers coached for Coach John Major's. I always return to reunions that honored the former players that I coached and the former players that I coached that I played with. I go back there, and Dooley treated me wonderfully well. He didn't get much done, to be frank with you. Kiffin would have won if he'd stayed there, no doubt about it. And people in Tennessee don't like him at all. But he had a good reason for going to Southern Cal. Spent more time in California about a wide margin than he did in the state of Tennessee. And Southern Cal is one of the greatest jobs in America. Probably one of the greatest 10 jobs historically in the entire United States. And I can see why he went back there, and he did a very good job while he was here, and he would have won. But he treated me great. I went out to practice quite often, and I was very supportive of him. And Derek Dooley treated me wonderfully. And I went back to a lot of practice. I got to know his staff very well. I didn't try to tell him what to do, either one of them. And I was welcome back there, and they knew if they needed me for anything, I'd be glad to help them. But I didn't stick my nose in their business. That's how something I thought might be really helpful to them. I might tell them that, but I'd do it with them privately. But I didn't have to. I never really entered their business and mess with it. I like to go out to football practice. I grew up watching practices while my dad was a high school coach at Lynchburg in Lynchburg, Tennessee, in 1944. So I like to go watch football practice. I still do. I like to see good coaches do a good coaching job. So I get out quite a bit to watch Tennessee practice, and Butch Jones and I have a good relationship.
Coach, you know, when you look back at your time there, you won the SEC in 85, very memorable team, losing Tony Robinson midway through the year, but the pounding you guys put on Miami in the Sugar Bowl. You win championships again in 89 and 90. If you look back, do you have a best team? I mean, which one of those teams do you think was the best one you had? Do you have a favorite? Maybe not necessarily a favorite one, but a best one.
Well, I think the 89 team had a great chance to win the national. The 90 team, we had a great chance to win the national championship, but Chuck Webb gets hurt in the first game of the season. And he's one of the greatest players I ever coached. He is a Heisman Trophy player with a potential. And he was an unusual guy, but he came to practice and he worked hard practice every day. And he was a strong, great running back. And he was in the class of Dorsett, but he was probably 15 pounds heavier than Dorsett. That was probably the best talented team we had. We had several pro players off that. But the 85 team is one of the favorite teams in Tennessee history to the fans and to anybody else, because we overcame considerable adversity losing the most talented quarterback I ever coached. That's not taking anything away from the many other good quarterbacks that I coached at all three schools, but we overcame losing Tony Robinson and Dale Dickey. Tony Robinson had more talent than any quarterback I've ever coached. And Dale Dickey came in off the bench and never played any at all for 4.5 years, and he did a great job, and Walt Harris did a great job coaching him, who was our quarterback, offensive coordinator. And we lost Keith Davis for a few weeks. We lost a few other key people. And we had maybe one player on that defense was drafted by the pros that year, and that was Richard Cooper. And he was a great-looking guy physically, but he was a pretty average defensive lineman, but he ended up playing offense in the pros. But I don't believe we had anybody else on that team was drafted that year on defense, the pros, but we had six outstanding people playing in the defensive backfield and some great, great guys that played to their fullest potential as much as any team I ever coached in my entire career of 29 years as head coach. Dale Jones is a good example. Dale Jones is one of the greatest big play men and one of the greatest captains and one of the greatest leaders I ever coached from Cleveland, Tennessee. Pretty sure he played at Bradley High School and he went to TMI postgraduate. He didn't look very impressive when he came up preseason his first year. He never played a minute of pro ball, but he's one of the greatest players in that school's history and made one of the biggest plays in its history when he intercepted the pass in the fourth quarter after Robinson got hurt against Alabama. Shula, the left-handed quarterback, threw a pass, and Dale jumped up, rushing the pass, jumped up and tipped it and fell to the ground and caught it about a foot off the ground to save the game. And so he won, I believe, 16-14. And it was just typical of Michael Vanek, big play guy. He never played a minute of pro ball. And several of us, we had six defensive backs, and that's one reason we confused Miami so much, is we mixed them up, played three deep, four deep, sometimes five deep, sometimes six deep. I mean six in the secondary. Six or five defensive backs we called a nickel defense. Four defensive backs we called just four defensive backs, or three deep, four deep, and five we call it nickel, which is five people in the deep backfield. And six was a dime defense, which we had six people. We had all kinds of stunts. And that was one of the greatest prepared teams that I've ever been around. That's a great tribute to Walt Harris and Kent Donahue. And Walt Harris is a great coordinator, our quarterback coach. One of the great game plans we've ever had. And he did such a great job with Darryl Dickey. And on offense, and on defense, Ken Donahue was our coordinator. And Dick Bumpus, who I recruited at Arkansas, was the defensive linebacker coach. And Ron Zook was a defensive backfield coach. And we had some really good defensive coaches who did a great job. And Walt Harris was our leader on the offensive staff. So we did. I had some involvement with that, a lot of him.
Well, Coach, listen, thank you so much for joining us and sharing those memories. That was fantastic. We really appreciate it. You sound great, and loved reliving the 85 team, the 90, a lot of great times. And we cannot thank you enough for joining us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Former Tennessee football coach Johnny Majors. Back with more. We'll open up the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.